Lila Nishmaster of Klein Miskamish, Benerveli Malach Psachim, Perg Zion Mishnah Aleph. Ketzot Tolan as a Pesach. How they roast the carbon Pesach? Mevian Shapud Shal Rimon. They would bring a spit of Rimon, of pomegranate wood. Why would they use this, not metal? Because metal conducts heat. The Torah says Tzli Eish, and it can't be something else. So metal that conducts heat, if you would heat one side of the metal while it's being roasted, the whole metal piece would get roasted, and the heat of the metal would be cooking definitely part of the animal itself that's either touching it or right near it, the inside of it. And it'll come out that the metal's cooking it and not the Eish. So they used pomegranate wood. Why is that? Because if you would use other wood, Rav explains, since there's moisture, liquid, in the other wood, that liquid may come out and cook the carbon Pesach when that liquid gets hot. Masha Enkein, the Tiferes Tzol, explains, the wood of a rimon, when they would break it, or when they would sever the carbon Pesach from the wood that it was on, it wouldn't give out water from the place that it was cut. Either because it sounds like it was smooth, maybe it just didn't break, I'm not sure. But it didn't do this. So they would stick and push this spit through its mouth, right through the back, through the anus. B'nei Meyav L'Soichei Divrei B'Yesi HaGlili says, they would then take the legs of the animal. The Miri explains that when they would break the legs off, this is not considered broken bones because it's breaking the tendons, not breaking bones. So they severed the legs and also the B'nei Meyav, the stomachs. I guess they would take it first out, they would separate it, and then they'd put it back inside of it. That's what B'Yesi HaGlili says. And Taisi Santa brings that what they would do is that the animal's mouth would be facing towards the ground, and the spit that was stuck through its mouth, through the animal, the thicker part of the spit would be by the mouth. So when the blood would start pouring out through the Beis HaShechita, it would go downwards. That's why it was upside down, the animal. At the same time, the animal wouldn't just slide right through the spit, because the thicker part of the spit was by the mouth, so it couldn't slide any further down. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kimin Bishul Huzeh. Rabbi Kiva says you can't put the legs and the stomachs and the innards inside of it, because those parts of the animal are being cooked. They're not being cooked by the fire. It's like bishel. They're being cooked inside the animal. They're not directly in the fire. Ela toilin chutzalo. Rather, they would suspend it on the outside. So the Rav explains what they would actually do is they would also include this in part of the spit. It would look like a crown on the head of the sheep. And the Rav says, Allah is like Rabbi Akiva.